Leading the news this morning, the threat of war on the Korean Peninsula looms after one of the worst clashes in 60 years. Two South Korean soldiers were killed and 19 other people were injured when the North fired 50 artillery shells at the southern island of Yeonpyeong. South Korea returned fire with 80 shells and has threatened Pyongyang with missile strikes. The former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs, Christopher Hill, says China must take an active role in easing the tensions. Cambodian authorities say the number of people killed in a stampede is likely to rise. At least 378 people were killed and 750 injured when panic struck in the capital Phnom Penh yesterday. Mine authorities in New Zealand have defended their decision to show CCTV vision of Friday's explosion. There's been no contact from the miners and authorities say the situation is getting bleaker by the hour. Liberal Senator Julia McGorran has called for the Indigenous Welcome to Country to be dropped from the opening of Parliament each day. The Indigenous Statement of Recognition has been made at the start of each sitting along with the Lord's Prayer. And the date has been set for a British royal wedding in April next year. Prince William and Kate Middleton will marry on the 29th of April. Westminster Abbey has been chosen as the venue. The royal family and the Middletons will pay for the wedding.